is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. Lower interest rates are coming your way after the Federal Reserve cut its benchmark interest rate by a half point. Correspondent Jolene Ken.
The effects of this rate cut will take time to trickle down to consumers. For credit card debt, a half point reduction will mean $2 off monthly interest payments on a $5,000 balance. Payments on a new five-year $35,000 car loan will drop by $8 a month. And monthly payments on a $50,000 home equity line would go down by $21.
Security was very tight on Long Island in New York for former President Donald Trump's rally after a second apparent assassination attempt on Sunday. CBS's Skyler Henry on his Challenger's Day on the campaign trail.
In Washington, Vice President Kamala Harris courted the Latino vote, criticizing her opponent's plans to deport every immigrant in the U.S. illegally.
How's that going to happen? Massive raids? Massive detention camps?
But a new poll shows more than half of Americans surveyed support Trump's plan.
Kentucky police say they found a body believed to be Joseph Couch, the suspect in a highway shooting case, who was the target of a manhunt. Laurel County Sheriff John Root says people should pray for Couch's family.
Through the investigation in, they have worked with us. Just everything that we have asked, they have done. And as we all know, you know, I have children of my own, and I hope and pray to God that they take the right path.
There was a second day of electronic devices exploding in Lebanon, an Israeli plot targeting members of Hezbollah. CBS News senior national security contributor Michael Morrell spoke about how the plan might have been devised.
I think it was creative. I think maybe the most difficult part of this operation was conceptualizing it, coming up with it. Once you've come up with it, it's pretty easy to carry out.
Federal mediators couldn't help Boeing and its biggest union come together on key issues that led to a strike. The union says no more talks are scheduled after Wednesday's session. Cairo TV's Jason Sloss.
Wednesday, Boeing announced temporary furloughs for executives, managers, and other employees. Exact numbers are unclear, but experts say could impact thousands of employees. Boeing president and CEO Kelly Ortberg released a statement saying in part, while this is a tough decision that impacts everybody, it is in an effort to preserve our long-term future and help us navigate through this very difficult time.
Contestants on Amazon Prime's Beast Games from YouTuber Mr. Beast have filed suit, alleging a hostile work environment. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Air travel is soaring in the U.S. as a record number of Americans take to the skies. Their experience can depend on the airports they use. CBS's Matt Piper breaks down the ones on top.
Minneapolis-St. Paul International ranked the highest in passenger satisfaction in a new J.D. Power report on what it calls mega airports. Detroit Metro Wayne County Airport came in second, followed by Phoenix Sky Harbor International, which ranked third. About 60% of those polled say their fave airport helped alleviate travel-related stress. But on the opposite end, airports perceived as being severely crowded delivered a less satisfying experience to the flying public. Newark Liberty International Airport ranked last. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Some X users in Brazil are back on the platform despite a national ban of the social network. The company appears to be altering its servers to allow access. The Supreme Court banned the site. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy skies, light east winds in the overnight, lower 60s by daybreak. On Thursday, sunny skies, southeast winds, highs near 80. There will be a chance of a couple of thunderstorms arriving late Thursday night, lows in the middle 60s. It's 60 at our studios.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round. It's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did mama saw? It was against the law. Ooh, the mama looked down and spit on the ground every time her name gets mentioned. The papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, and the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Mama, take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical preach come to get me released, we's all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
To him now. Bears and the crews that serve him are up early, and so is Pam Yonke, the fabulous farm babe, has all the statewide agricultural news starting at 5 a.m. weekdays with updates throughout the day. Until then, we keep going with more Timeless Hits next on WRJN.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Rock and roll and drift away. Oh, give me the beat.
beginning to think that I'm wasting time. I don't understand the things I do. The world outside looks so unkind. Now I'm counting on you to carry me through. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. That you've given me, I want you to know I believe in your song. In rhythm and rhyme and harmony, you've helped me along, making me strong. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
Sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Vollman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Bye.
I get caught. local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Gonna jump for joy. Pigeon's gonna run to him. We'll be right back.
local news and timeless hits. It's what made WRJN indispensable to Racine for over 97 years. Well, we're still here with both, and our commitment to local news and lots of fun with timeless hits continues on 99.9 and 98.1 FM and on the historic AM band at 1400. More timeless hits coming right up.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. A manhunt for a suspect who opened fire on vehicles on a Kentucky interstate has ended with the discovery of a body.
After a nearly two-week search for the I-75 shooting suspect, two Kentucky troopers and two civilians find a body in deep brush behind Exit 49 in Laurel County. They spotted vultures circling the area. Kentucky